live cattle futures faded early pressure to mostly extend gains on Monday. The pandemic and February storm delayed progress, but Darrell Peel says fed cattle prices are still expected to improve in the second half of the year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 27th of April. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week ranged from $118 to $120 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains to $121 in the Northern Plains, to $120 to $122 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $192. The 5-area direct fed steer price last week was 67 cents lower on a live basis at $121.36. The average steer price on the beef was $3.43 lower at $192.11. Cattle futures closed mixed Monday as another surge in corn futures weighed on feeder cattle. Live cattle futures closed an average of 69 cents higher across a range of 35 cents to $1.10 higher. However, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 39 cents lower across a range of 15 cents to $1.10 lower, except for an average of 31 cents higher in two contracts. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.43 higher Monday afternoon at $285.20 a hundredweight. Select was $2.22 higher at $274.35. Total estimated cattle slaughter last week of 665,000 head was 20,000 head more than the previous week, according to USDA. Total estimated beef production was 20 million pounds more at 550.2 million pounds. Corn futures closed 15 cents to limit up 25 cents through July of 22 and then mostly 8 to 9 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 21 to 26 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle prices continued mainly lower at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold steady to $3 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 6,200 head. Heifers sold $4 to $6 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 600 pounds traded steady to $3 lower. Those weighing more than 600 pounds traded steady to $3 higher. Heifers traded steady to $5 lower, with most of the decline on heavier weights. There are 4,825 head on offer. Compared to 2 weeks earlier, steer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold mostly $11 to $15 lower at Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, where there are 2,061 head. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds traded mostly $11 to $15 lower. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold $5 to $8 lower and then $5 to $12 lower at heavier weights. Remember, you can listen to a weekly market summary and highlights in the free Price Point podcast available at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Monday, with investors awaiting one of the busiest weeks of the season for quarterly corporate earnings reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 61 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 7 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 121 points. Fed cattle prices have been disappointingly stagnant so far in 2021, largely under the pressure of ample feedlot supplies, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. Fed cattle price movement has been slower than expected, he says, due to residual effects of pandemic disruptions and the February winter storm. However, he adds that prices are expected to be higher year over year for the remainder of the year, mostly when compared to pandemic-reduced prices last year, but also due to improving fed cattle market fundamentals as the year progresses. Relative to the cattle cycle, Peel explains, pandemic impacts extended the pipeline of cattle supplies, delaying the reduction of fed cattle numbers last year and pushing more cattle into the first half of 2021. Reflecting on Friday's Cattle on Feed report, Peel points out numbers are less than 2 years earlier. More specifically, he says, the April 1st feedlot inventory is 0.5% less than in 2019. March feedlot placements were 0.8% less, and March feedlot marketings were 14.8% more than the same time in 2019. The March placement total likely did include some increase in placements pushed into March by the February winter storm. Nevertheless, he says, the placement total was not only smaller than pre-report expectations, but was somewhat bullish in an absolute sense. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 27th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.